mitzene bichami. So if the Yisrael intends to use the mitzene, he never has to be maglet. So all he has to do is to be maglet. That's the shita of the Ri, who is masik and the Rashbam. But the Rashbam shita is just the reverse. And the Rashbam says that even though he says his table b'sheres b'yodei, if the Rashbam had agreed with the Ri, that where he's mishtamish b'tzein and he doesn't even have to be maglet, then he wouldn't say his table b'sheres b'yodei. So obviously the Rashbam is chelik. He holds that even if his intention is to be mishtamish b'tzein, so he's not allowed to be mishtamish it without making agdolei. Why meicha teise is the according to Rashbam des dekzeras hakosuf kol domor asheyom evoish. So not as I said in explaining the Rambo here, that the pshat chlashayovi veish taviru veish vitoya means anything that was used by the midyonim in hat and is expected to be used in hat, then it's taviru veish vitoya. No, kol dovar hashayovi veish, anything that was used already in hat. So if it's used already in hat, even though he intends to use it in Seinen now, so it's still Tavir Veish. So why does the Posik employ the future tense? All right. I don't know why the Torah employs the future tense. But this is the Pshat in the Posik according to the Rashbam. Called Dovar Hashayovi Veish. Only that which was used in Hat, even though it is not expected to be used now, even though it's expected to be used in cold now, but as long as it was used by the Midyonim in Hat, there is a mitzvah of Agol. There is a mitzvah of Agol. I mean, and that shouldn't sound strange, because you'll say, if Bishleim, if he wants to use it in Hat, so then Tam Kikya. But if he intends to use it in Tzeinen, so there is no Tam Kikya, well, then there is, what's about the Mandoma who says Tam Kikya the Rabbanon? So what does the Ramban and the Ros say? So even though Tam Kikya is not Osam Deraise, but here there is a special mitzvah of being Magal the Kelim. So mainly the special mitzvah could apply even to a case where he intends to use the Bitzenen. So then there is no Isa of Tam Kikya, but mitzvah the mitzvah of being Magil any Kele that was used Bechamim by the Rishusanov. Alright, so that's the reason as to why the Rashbam says it's tevil misheres biyode. So mele when the Teres Chato says v'chein kosav atur yeredeye behedye, so he means the sheet of the Rashbam, because the two mentions two sheetes, one is just the reverse of the other. So he means the sheet of the Rashbam. But according to the second Teres in Teres Chatos, that's the first Teres in the Teres Chatos. That's the first Teres. I'm sorry, it's not the second. It's the first Teres in Teres Chatos. According to the first Teres in Teres Chatos, so yesh lechalik b'kliisa shemishtamshim b'chamin also lishtamish b'heter tzeinen. Omnom mishtamshim b'yisa tzeinen muta lishtamish b'heter tzeinen lechatchile. So that's not like the shite of the Ramo here, or the second Loshin in Dark Emeshi. You see, there is a fundamental difference. According to the first Teretz, I'm sorry, I refer to it as the second Teretz in Teretz Chatos, it's really the first Teretz in Teretz Chatos. According to the first Teretz in Teretz Chatos, so if the Kele was Nishtamish Bechamim, so then you're not allowed to be Nishtamish Bechamim unless you make a goal, because of a special Tzakos. And that Doche in cold water is not enough. But if it was Nishtamish Bechamim, then you don't have to make anything. You only have to make sure that it's clean. But if you see that it's clean, so it's all right. So it's all right. Masha'in came according to the second lotion in the documentation, on which this Akoyes Ramo is based. So then, if something was used, Bechamim, if the Bliya took place, Al Dechamim Ba'esh, so then the halacha is that if he wants to use something b'tzeinen, so he has to make a doche, not a gole, but a doche. But if it wasn't used b'chamim, even though it was nivla, isa was nivla al dikovush, harei kumbushal, so then midraise, you don't have to make a doche. With the Rice, you don't have to make a book at all. All right, now. So that is the answer to the Shach's Asogi against the Tiras Ratos. How can the Tiras Ratos say that the Tur in Simen Kuf Chof Aleph collaborates this first Teretz when it says just the reverse? So who says just the reverse? The Ri, but the Rashbam. The Ri is from the Rashbam, not from the Ri. All right. Then he says, Uma Shekosa, V'lochein Hiter HaRashbo, V'mleach Boso, B'chulu Yayin Shel Nesech, Afilu L'chatrile, V'chein Motzi. So in other words, the Rashbo was matir to be Mleach Boso in the Kli Shel Yayin Nesech, even though there was some Bliye. There was some Bliye. Because B'tzeinim, but it was the Kli Shel Yayin Nesech, so it wasn't Bileya anything to Hamil. So the Mele this Gzeres HaKosu of Kol Dover HaShayovi Veish Taviru Veish Vitoi has no application. So that's why the Rashbo is Matia to be Mileya Achboso Bichli Shal Yayin Nesech Afilu Chatchile, even though it has a Bliya of Yayin Nesech in it, because it wasn't used B'Hamil. So he says Uma Shikosav Lachin Yiter HaRashbo Eni Yilei Kam the Blavo Cheshafir Yiter HaRashbo do bosa chai darki laadiach v'yim mishum shemolchei hai milmilichei alai b'dlum. So in other words, so that is has no application here, he says, there's no relevance there, because over there we are dealing with bosa chai, and bosa chai no person eats without making adoche. So even according to the Baloitos din, if it is the kind of an eicher that the person is rinses before he eats it, so then he's certainly allowed, even according to Balayito. So maybe we don't have to resort to this teretz, because even from the point of view of the Balayito's din, it is muter to put the bosachai in that kele, because he is not going to eat that bosachai unless he will rinse it first. Now, we have to understand, the way we explained the Balayito's din, according to the second lashon in the documentation, which is the same as the Agoyes Ramo here. So why? So what does Ramo say? That Dova Yovish Mamesh, he can put in a kele that was Bilei al Ditzene, but not in a kele that was Bilei al Dechanim, even though the kele now is Tzene. Why not? So we explained it on the basis of this mitzvah deraisa of kol dov, unless he makes adoche first. On the basis of this din, v'chol asher yovi v'eish, ta'aviru v'moid. So according to the Ramo, the pshat in this, in the sefer of the posik is, kol asher yovi v'eish, something that was bo v'eish already, but it's not expected to be bo v'eish, to be used b'chamim, so then it doesn't require a gole, but it only requires adoche. But adoche it requires. So memele, if the kele was bilei aiser b'chamim, so then you wouldn't be allowed to put it in dover yovish without making adoche at first. But if the kele was bilei al dikovush, so that posik has no application. So the application. So memele, you can put it dover yovish. You can put a dover yovish. Now, so we have to understand. Now, and this is the way. This is the second teretz in the Darkimeshe, and the Agoyes Ramo is based upon the second teretz of the Darkimeshe. But why does the Darkimeshe give a second teretz? Because of the stira between the Orches Chaim and the Balayito. Now, how can we explain the Balayito on the basis of this mitzvah deraisa of kol dovo of v'chol asher yovi v'eish ta'aviru b'moi? Now the Balayito says that if it is something like Bosachai, that the derech of every person is to rinse it before he eats it, so then he can put it in Tzeinen. Now, if it is based upon the Rabbonon, then we understand. If it is based upon the Rabbonon, then we understand. So the distinction between something that is eaten without rinsing it and something that is eaten with rinsing at first. But according to what I'm saying now, that this is based upon an eser deraisa of b'chol asher yovi v'eish ta'aviru b'moyin, anything that was used b'chamim and is not expected to be bo v'eish in the future. In other words, it's expected to be mishtamish b'tzeinen. So it doesn't require agole, but it requires hadoche b'mayim ta'aviru b'moyin. So that's the reason as to why something that was nishtamish by the goyim bechamim, so you cannot be nishtamish at even bitzenen unless you make a docha first. So even if the eichel happens to be like bosar chai, that know that universally it is reads before it is eaten, he still should be required to make a docha. If it had been based upon it rabbonon, then we could understand the distinction between something that is eaten without being winds first and something that is eaten with being winds first. But if it is based upon the raise, so there is a special zerzakosu. V'cheila sheloyovi voeish ta'aviru v'amoy. Ta'aviru v'amoy. That means that anything that was used b'chamim and is not expected to be voeish in the future, it is expected to be mishtamish b'tzeinem, so it doesn't require hagole, but it requires hadoche b'mayim tzeinemim. Taviru b'moyim. So even bosachai we shouldn't be allowed to put in such a kele. But the Balaito says in so many words, that bosachai we are allowed to put in a kele that we got from goyim, even though it was mishtamish b'chamim by the goyim. What difference does it make? So that's the reason as to why I mentioned the Yosomeyach shot in the Rambam in Perek Tes Milchas Macholas Asures Halacha Tes. So now the Yosomeyach assumes that according to the Rambam, so Tam Kikar is the Raisa only in the Iskazai v'Lecheras Pras. If the Taruves is in the ratio of 1 to 6, but if the Taruves is in the ratio of 1 to 7, so then Tam Kikar is only Yosomeyach Rabbanon. So then he has the Kasha according to the Rambam. Why do you a Midian? There is certainly no ratio of 1 to 6 when you are mivashe, let's say, bosar heter in a kli yisar v'yemei. So it's a special zakos. So he says, so the Eosomeyah, so according to the primigodi in simen tzadik gimel, siv gimel, so the Shiris Rambam means it's only a mitzvah, but the tafshil is not osir. But according to the Eosomeyah, so he says, so it's just a mitzvah like Tfilas Kelim. But the Yosemeyach says something similar to the Primi Godin, as Pshat Rambam, but a little different. He says it is a lechatchile of a mivatlin is a lechatchile. Not that the Shiras Rambam is like the Raivet, that in every case a mivatlin is a lechatchile is a nisan raisi. Only in this case where I mivatl the bliyas iser that is niflat through bishop. So this bitl iser, this mivatlin iser, lechatchile is minrais. Mivatlin is lechatchile minrais. So memele, we can say that according to the Balaito, the way the Ramah in the second Rosh in the Darkei Meishi explains the Balaito, so according to the Balaito, this posik tells us v'chol asher lo yaviv eish, v'chol asher lo yaviv eish ta'aviru b'moyim, that any kele that was nishtamish b'chamim, but it's not expected to be bo'beish in the future, so then we must make adoche. And what is the purpose of adoche? So it's not just exeris hakosef like poradume. You have to make adoche without any reasons. No. B'chol asher yaviv eish ta'aviru b'moyim, you have to make adoche in order to remove any isa b'en that adheres to the kele. So, in other words, because of a mivatlin is l'chatchile. Not that every mivatlin is l'chatchile is the raise. This bit l'chatchile of in the kele shalisa. But, so you'll ask, what difference does it make whether it was nishtamish b'chamim or it was not nishtamish b'chamim? Even if it was nishtamim b'al digoyim b'tzeinen, it still can have that grease of isa that adheres to the kele. The answer is that there's a kosuf that applies only to a kele shalisa. So when is it a kele shalisa if it was nishtamish b'chamim? Then it has a bliya shalisa. But if it was nishtamish by the goyim b'tzeinen, it's not even a kele shalisa. If it was nishtamish b'tzeinen, so it's a kele shalheter that has some isa in it. So the gzeres hakosuf only applies to a kele shalisa. So the posik tells us, in regard to kele shalisa of the midyonim, kol dovar asher yaviv eish, anything that was used b'chamim and has a bliyas iser and is expected to be used b'chamim, so then there is a mitzvah of agol. Tabiru Veish Vedoyah. V'chol Asher Yoru Veish. But any Kli Shalisa, that means if it was used, the Chamin, if it was used, it's Eilen, it's not even Kli Shalisa. V'chol Asher Yoru Veish. If it was a Kli, if it is a Kli Shalisa, but it's not Yoru Veish, it's not expected to be used the Chamin by the Israel, but only B'tzeinen. So then, you only have to make a Doche, B'tzeinen, to be Mavir the Ben, in order not to be Mevatel Lechatchile. So Mimele, so the whole purpose of this mitzvah of Taviro Bamayim is to avoid Bitl Isa Lechatchile. So Mimele, since the whole purpose of this mitzvah of Hadoche Bamayim is to avoid Bitl Isa Lechatchile, the same way as that Be'er Sameach explained the Shittas Rambam. Except that the Be'er Sameach applies it to a Bitl Isa that is Beruah B'Sichakele. And according to the Baloito, it applies to the Bitlo Isa that adheres to the Kehle. Here the Kehle. But it applies only to a Kli Shalisa. That means if it was Nishtamish Bechamin. And now the Israel intends to be Nishtamish Bechamin. So there is a mitzvah of Adoche B'mayim in order to be Mavir, to remove the Be'en, the grease that is Be'en. And not to be Mivatei Lechatchile. So the male sees the whole purpose is to remove the grease and not to be mevatel. This kind of, and not to be mevatel et lechatchile. So the male, the Balito says, but if it is bosachai, if it is bosachai and he is going to rinse the bosor anyway before he's going to eat it, so then there is no necessity in being madiach the kele, because the whole purpose of being madiach the kele is to be madiach the be'en that adheres. The end that it is not to be mevatel chatchile, but he's going to be mavia that be'en anyway. So what difference does it make whether now or later? All right. Now, umashe kosav lochin iter arashbo, and in the kam the belavo cheshapir iter arashbo, the bosa chay darkel adiach, v'im shum shemolchei hay milich lafkumi, mishpas barashbo shon, mikamatami v'ibis yosef. ומה שכל סבכים מוצאים בכלי חומץ, כדי שבשעס אין נימוס כמלו בנקולה עונה, אלו דעס הורי, בכלי כל שור, דה אפילו ניב לילה על דביסאי, וחריסס. So, what does he say? He says, וכי מוצאים בכלי חומץ, שמותה להשתמש במצא, שמותה להשתמש במצא, ומה ירה בחי גבלה. So, he says, וכי מוצאים בכלי חומץ, שמותר להשתמש במצה. So, אין לי מושכים עליו בכל העולמי, אלא דעס הריב בפרק כלשו, דאפילו לא נבלה, אלא על ידי ביסאיר וחריסס, אוסו להשתמש במצה צנק. והוא דעס הרמב״ם והרמב״ם של פוסקים, וכמבוי הבס יוסף ברחיים, ורשבו בחידושו, הבראי המדילוגי ברמב״ן אלו, ולביא בס יוסף בשנס אבטס, אוכן דעס הראש פרק כלשו, שביסאיר וחריסס, שבשר וחריסס מותר להשתמש בו מצה בפנים ומשמע דלידייתום דהועדים דהועדים סונד רועץ יסי וכי מוצינו בכלי חומץ וכי מוצינו בכלי חומץ that if it's נשתמשו בו איסה בצנן so שמותר להשתמש במצה. So he says we find it only according to one gear of Rishenim, but according to the other gear of Rishenim, so if a certain kele was nishtamish bei seir and chareises b'tzeinen, so it's also nishtamish bei b'tzeinen. So, but only according to certain Rishenim. U mashmad le daiton do adin in nivla chometz b'chamim di muta nishtamish bei matze b'tzeinen di mali nivla al b'tzeinen al d'chamim vi adarabe horosh. So he says over there, even according to these Rishenim, who have the Girsa, that any Kele that was Mishtamish Bebitzenen, so the course of the year, so you can be Mishtamish Bimatze Bitzenen, so they say that even Nivla Chometz Bechami, so Muta Mishtamish Bimatze Bitzenen. So you can't mention it as a riot to this day. The Mali, Nibla, the Tzena, the Chamin, the Adarabe. the other Rabbi Horosho may be machlekes aposki. The Yisayim will be seir v'chareses. Afilu agolu imane. Afilu gav b'lishor kilo shnistam shu b'chamim pshidu kol alma mana agole. V'afilu gav b'shas misach zam v'zore. Michalu igzet tashmishi b'chamim. V'ze tashmishi b'tzeinen hayu nistam shu b'heta b'chamim. Oy kovish v'chayitze be. Avu nistam shu b'heta tzeinen pshite deichil. V'chayim ivuy abiran. V'firi kol shor. Da'afilu nistam shu b'en. Chometz b'chamim. Muta li nistam shu b'en matze b'tzeinen. V'chein mashma behetiyah b'sefer atrum. In other words, he is masik on the first teretz of the Teres Chatos. On the first teretz of the Teres Chatos. The first teretz of the Teres Chatos is that if a kele was nishtamish b'chamin, so then b'iseh, so then Israel is not allowed to be nishtamishet heter ibn b'tzeh. And dim al v'adoch. Then he has to make a goal. That's the first teretz of the Teres Chatos. But if it was nishtamish Bitzenen, so then if the goy was mishtamish at Bitzenen, then Israel is allowed to be mishtamish Bitzenen without him making a doch. That's what the Teres Chato says in the first Teret. So he is masik on it. And he says, and there is no raya from the Gemara in Psochim, because in that Gemara, so not only Chomech and Mishtamish Bitzenen, so he's mutal mishtamish matz Bitzenen. But even Chomech and Ishtamish Bechamin is Mutzal Ishtamish Matzah B'Tzeinen. Because it's not relevant. The fact that it was Bileya Chomech Bechamin is not relevant. In as much as right now, it couldn't be Niflat, that Bileya of Chomech. Right now, he's Mishtamish B'Tzeinen. Alright. V'chei Mivuya Beram Ferikol Sho. Da'afil Nishtamish Ben Chomech Bechamin Mutzal Ishtamish Bohem Matzah B'Tzeinen. Dafun ishtamish beim chometz bechamin, muta li ishtamish beim matzo bezeinen. Vechim ashma behedye, b'sefer atchomo, ufshar idoi. Uvisma glavim kuf memalef, shiviu raya li kili shnispa shvulem. Bosa becholof, shemuta li ishtamish bezeinen, mechovi shol yai nesach, shemuta li ishtamish beim. Vochem ashma lehedye mitiva rajbo bechidush afshom. Dafilu ishtamish bechli, dovorisa bechamin, muta leechul beyachakein, tzeinen lach, bilo yadoche klal, lo yakli velo yamach. Elo shem kaneyach hakli. Now it's all true that these Rishenim say, that these Rishenim, the Rajbo and the other Rishenim and the Smag, they do say that even if a Kele was Nishtamish by the Goyim Bechamim, so Israel is allowed to be Nishtamishet, to Nishtamishet B'Tzeinim. Because the fact that it has a Bria Sisar is immaterial. Right now he's Nishtamish B'Tzeinim, so it will not be Niflat. And will not be nibla in the Dovah Heter. That's the shita of these Rishenim, the Smag of the Rashbo. But that does not mean that Balito could be Chelek. I mean, all that the Teres Chato said in the first Loshin was that according to the Balito, there is a distinction between according to Balito, according to the Tur. So, because the Stira was in the Tur, you see, there is a distinction between the Kele that was Nishtamish Bechamin, so then Israel was not allowed to be even to be Nishtamish Bechamin, and the Kele that was Nishtamish Bechamin, so then Israel is allowed to be Nishtamish Bechamin without making a goal and without him making a doche. All he has to make sure is that it's clear. But in Echaname, other Rishenim don't agree with that. Alright. So far, V'chei Mashmi B'Yodei Simin Samachtes, Emes. Shemidibri Hatur, Shom Mashma Lehedye, the Molar Boso, Bikoroshenim Nekeves, so it was Belay Adam, the Mutal Echel Bahakin Senet, Vinzorich Ladiach Loya Korev Loya Machal, Avaye Shem Rimshei Vatur Shom, Sheiskin, Imoem Himarajbe Siaiti Shemis Yosef Shom, the Sphirlei, Behedye Dafil Nishtamish Bikoro Isaritea Hadinke. In other words, so he says, Eme Shemidivri Hatur Shom Mashma Lehedye, the molar boso bikoshim nikeves, the mutalechel bo hakentenet, the intorich ladiach liakorav liamachal. So only if the blia took place, al di meluach. But if the blia took place al di reseach mamesh, then it's also. Avaye shemrim. Shehevi atur shom, sheitzki mimoem, he marashba visiaite. Shehevi bes Yosef shom, the sphere of Edith afil nishtamish bikoro isariseach. Hadinke, Vimke Hadre Kushari Duchte, Shari Arashbo Posak, Vitirasabai, Soh, Vakotsoki Balaitu, Umivio Pisiose, Vigam, Bashechilik Vidakimeshe, Bein Hetalach, Liobin, Shloyotzi, the Hivens Biradvorim, Shari Arashbo Shom, Matel Hetie, Lechel Bitsin Lach, Veich, Shari Rosh, Vatur Chaim, Loyosru, So in other words, the Shach rejects the first teretz, in the Teres Chatos, and also the second teretz in the Darkimeshi. Now the first teretz in the Teres Chatos distinguishes between Dovo Shenishtamish, Al Diakum Bichamim, so then it's also Nishtamish Bitzenen, unless you make a goal. And so that he rejects. And then the second teretz in the Darkimeshi, so this says that if it was Nishtamish al Diakum Bichamim, so then it's also Nishtamish Bitzenen without Adoche. But with Adoche, yes. So that he also rejects. So then we are confronted with the stire in the Torah. We confronted in the stire in the Torah between the din mentioned by the Oches Chaim and the din mentioned by the Balito. So how does he answer that stire? Our name is nearly the Mashi Kosovo Oches Chaim. Kevim shel Chobim shehut chiyofe. Hayne vi adinon shehut chiyofe. Ken shehitichon Yisrael. Ve'achshon. Ve'in rotzaleima. Vein rotz aleim al didav ke adoche bino. Doch es chayim kin kosa bishim oro. Ve oro svir li bisifa bedek abayis. Sha kinuach yove hu. Bichol mokin ke adoche. U balayito maire beloi kinuach. Di vada im kinuach hakli bini yen shein bein. Sha mnu nisklal in svore klal. La atzrich adoche. To u noga bisa. U ma shebole bayin um afli bitzene. So he reconciles the two dini. Very simply, he says, when does the balayito say, the dovo shein darki v'adoche, so then it's osea to put, to be mishtamish in that kele b'tzeinen unless you are madiach at first, so that is only, if he wasn't mikaneach et yom. And when does the Oches Chaim say that you are allowed to put tavlin in it, without being madiach the kele? That is if it's mikunach yofe. And of course, The Oches Chaim is reference to the case where it's mikunach yofe, because the Oches Chaim says kelim shel lichovim shehut choyof. So this is, so according to the Shach, there is no mitzvah deraisis. According to the Shach, there is no mitzvah deraisis of being madiach a kele that was bilei aiser in the rishus of the goyim al dechamim. Or there is no mitzvah of being madiach for the purpose of removing the ben, not to be mevatel chatchila. There is no mitzvah deraisa, and all these aloches that you are not allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinen in a kli where the goyim was mishtamish b'iser. So that's only the rabbonos because of echshash. Maybe if you are mishtamish heta b'tzeinen, so some grease will be transferred. So mainly it's only Shiloh with the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon is based upon the possibility that some grease might be transferred. So mainly it doesn't make any difference what he does, whether he rinses the kele or he dries it, he wipes it. As long as he wipes it well and he knows there is no grease that can be transferred, so the Oches Chaim is reference to a case where it was Mikunach Yofe, and he says Mikunach Yofe. And whereas the Baloito has referenced the case where it was not Mikunach Yofe. So even if it's not Mikunach Yofe, to put Bosachai in it, you're allowed, because he's going to rinse the Bosachai anyway before he eats it. So there is no Choshe, lest he'll be eating the Dvarisa, the grease of Isa, that will be transferred to the Chtichat Bosach. But where it's not Darki Ba'adoche, then Midrabonon is not allowed to put that Eichel in a Klish of Isa, even though he's mishtamish b'tzeinen, because of the choshe, maybe he'll forget to rinse it before he eats it. So there is no derises. Then the Shach in Nikudas HaKesef gives another teretz, whereby we can reconcile the apparent stira between the Oches Chaim's din and the Baloito's din. So he says here in Nikudas HaKesef, V'limire, di Baloito mayre b'chli ben yeme, di chayshinon she yishtamish b'bechamin, v'gazrinon le'yiseh. ואוכס חי מהירה בכלי אילי בן ימי, דאפילו בריצח מוטה בדאבת, ולא יגוז. Now that he didn't say when he wrote the Sipsikian, that he wrote in the Nikudas HaKesef. In other words, now he gives another terence. In other words, we can reconcile the din mentioned in Oches Chaim and the din mentioned in the Baloito. That Enoch Naameh, that the Bali to has reference.
So he says like this: V'chayshinon sheishtamish bibechamin v'gazrinon le'eseir.
So the Bali Ito has reference to what kind of a kele? He has reference to a kli ben yemei. To a kli ben yemei. Now, what does the Bali Ito say? Kol mida di boya adoche ki im bosa tzenei bikore shalisa tzenei osea lechatchile dil le ochil beloy adoche vidavke bosa mibushu di lavuche ba adoche avu mida di uche ba adoche ki im bosa chai vichayetze bishor lechatchile. So in other words, so he say the Bali Ito has reference. The Bali Ito has reference to a kele that is in Yemei, and the Oches Chaim has reference to a kele that is not in Yemei. So Mimele, the Oches Chaim says that if it is clean, it's mudach yofe, you are allowed to put tavlin in it, and you are not geizer. If we allow him to use the bitzein and the tavlin, maybe he'll use the tavlin bechamin because it's not in Yemei. So even if he'll use it bechamin, nothing wrong. Mashiach in the Bali Ito, he has reference to a kele b'yemei. So even if the kele is clean, even if the kele is mikunach yofe, so still he has to be madiachet. But if he's not madiachet, he's not allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinen. Why not? Because if we allow him to be mishtamish b'tzeinen, so he might be tempted and use it b'chamin. Now, so the question arises, Monefshech, if the whole reason is to why he's not allowed to use it b'tzeinen without adoche, is because of Igzeire, that by allowing him to use it b'tzeinen, he might use it b'chamin too. So even adoche shouldn't be enough. Because what can adoche do? Adoche can mince out the bear, but adoche cannot extract the belua. Now, if we are geizer, that by allowing him to use it b'tzeinen, he might be tempted to use it b'chamin too. So even if he makes it thousands of adoches, so what? He'll use it b'chamin, so then, and it was used b'chamin by the goyim. So mimele, that will be nifla, and it's b'yemei. So that will be nifla, and it will be nifla in the eichel. So of what avail is the adoche? Of what avail is the adoche? So that is difficult according to the Nikudei Sakesef's teretz, you see. And so unless we'll say that the pshat according to Nikudei Sakesef, so the pshat in the Bali Ito is Eino Chename, that he has to make a gola too, but the Bali Ito doesn't say it. He says, So it's mashma that if he makes adoche, so then it's all right. No, it should be osa. Even with adoche, it should be osa. To Mishnah said, yes. All right, maybe.
Okay. I agree with you, it's about Alright. Now. להצריך הדוחה דולינוג הביסה ומה שבו לבי איני מפלי ביצן איני מפלי ביצן ומרשל פריקו הבוסו סוף סימן א' כוסף ומה שכוסף הרשבו דיסגה במולר ביקורה בכנוח יופה כבר כוסף עטור בשם בלויתו די עושה בלי הדוחה עד כאן לשני. ותמילי, דארי הרשב"א גופי פוסק בלעיתו, ואית שערתו גופי בסימן סמך תסי ודאס הרשב"א. אלא ודאי כברשתי. ובוכן ניחה מה שיקוס ועתו לקמון סימן צדיק ד' ציב ג' דקדי ראשני זשו בבוסו בחולוב, מוטה לוסיס בפרס יצנן, דמשמע אפילו צנן לך, וכן כוסה בסיוסף שם, ומשמע אפילו דובה שאין דרכה להדיח. דומיה דפריס, אלא דהוסו מיירה שמכאן כה הייתם בתחילו. ומה שכוסה ותסל ועמוד חי פרק לטריפס, לדובה לך עושה להשתמש בהן, אפשר דמיירה ולא יקנוח. Oh, so in other words, in amevu ikia disfir leidik lcheresh ani, digam rajba meide, bich lcheres, uch mevuyasham, vaturam chaber azle tamaye, disfir le berachayim shom, daf lcheres mutal lishtamish bemtzene. Kein nira li lahash visaposkim yachat, uma, שכוס הברכיים שנמיתי דו בקושי יובש ביובש, היינו להפו כתב לנו שהדבורים החריפים לך. ואין לי כאן נשימים כפחופה לשקות נטס, אבל אין לך נאמה שנמציא דו בקושי, אפילו לך. מי הוא כל זה בדרך הרוי, אבל אם בואי להשתמש בהן דרך כבר, אף נמצאים אין עושה. גזירה שמו להשתמש בהן חנות. Now, so in final analysis, the sheet of the shach is as follows. The shach holds that there are no derises in being מדיח. That hadoches, that all the hadoches that the Gemara in Navrizore mentions are only the Rabbonons, because of the possibility that without hadoches, so some grease from the Kele will be transferred to the Eichel. So I have to be Madia the Kele to make it clean, so that no grease will be left, so there will be nothing left in the Kele to be transferred to the Eichel when the Eichel is placed in that Kele. So it's only a question of the Rabbonos. So Mimele, and according to the Shach here, so you only have to be Madiach head if you have no other way of cleaning out the Kele. But if you have a piece of cloth and it's possible to wipe it well, make it completely dry, so that no grease should rub off from the Kele onto the Eichel, so then you don't have to be Madiach. But if you don't have a rag with which you can wipe off all the grease and to prevent any rubbing off of grease, then you have to be Madiach. So he says that when is it muta? When is it muta to be mikanei abkele and be mishtamish et bitzeinen only derech har. Mashein kein, if he's going to use a derech kva, so then it is osea, and then it is osea even al di adoch, because the gzeire is aval im bol yishtamish ben derech kva af yitzeinen osea gzeire shemo yishtamish ben chamin. So Mimele, so it's mashma. All right, we have a kasha against the Nikudas HaKesef. So that's a kasha, that doesn't mean that we have to lead it into the Shachdu. See, after all, that Baloitu does say that Hadoch is required. And if he makes Hadoch, then he can be Mishtami B'tzeinen. So we have that kasha. But the Shach doesn't say that if he makes Hadoch, then it's muta to be Mishtami B'tzeinen in Darach Kriyas. So the pashtes of the Shach is that in order to be mishtamish derech are in a kele that was bileyach hamim, so he can, so in order to be mishtamish b'derech are b'tzeinen, he is allowed. All he has to do in order to be allowed to be mishtamish b'are b'tzeinen is to be mikaneach, he doesn't have to rinse it. Mashenkin, if he wants to be mishtamish derech kviyus, so then kinuach is not enough. So then hadoch is not enough either. Because then it's also, he says, because if we allow him to be mishtameshet b'kviyus, in the course of time, he might be mishtameshet b'chamim too. So maybe even if he makes hadoch, if he'll be mishtameshet b'chamim, and it was used by the goyim b'chamim, so then it will be nivla. And even if it's after b'yemei, but l'chatchila it's also to be mivashim b'chamim, if in a cliche in b'yemei. So in other words, so when the Shach says, אבל אם בו להשתמש בהם דרך כבר, אפילו צאין אין עוצר, גזירו שמשתמש בהם חמים, so he means עוצר, even על די הדוח יוצא עוצר. But he has to make a golem. Because he is dealing with the כאלה שמשתמש בו, עקום בחיים. All right.
שאם ייגע ביוסו לאוכלים גבינו, בלי הדוחה, וחשיבן דיל מי ישתה לב אוכל בלי הדוחה, וכבור נסבאיה בספקות נעלה ודווקא שח מלאך. הק לא עושה, אם היא סמך, ודווקא שנופל יסר בוסו ושיח, שמון אבידאו, אבל לא יעל בוסו ושיח צלי חוץ לדאו, ודעס עתור, ולגדום בכל אינדיה נושא, את סמך. Why? Because we consider everything as a דבר שם. So it's מפפיה בכל. משמיטתו יגובה, כלאימא שהתחתן שהוא ושיח, מחם עם האלה נצלם. כי מפה בוסו, משמדכן והתחת נוצנן, הוא מכר האלה. אלא עד מי כלאי, so the first split second, בוא לפורטה, לקח צורך קליפה. ואי מסימן קופה, אוי בינית התו יגובה, גם אז בוא ישום, תאפילו נופל החולות ושיח על בוס הצגן על בעיר, שלו נפסק הקלוח, סגה בקליפה. וכן אפילו נפסק הקלוח, בוא יקליפ. Now, at that time, when we learned סימן קופה, so we saw a big חידש, in the Nikudas HaKesef, that's a very important חידש, that it has to do with בוס החולות. Has more to do with בוס החולות than with הרובס. In other words, that the, according to the Shach in Nikudas HaKesef, so if it's Nifsak HaKeluach, then it answers in Shor Yisroel. But by Bosa B'cholob, if Nifsak HaKeluach, so it's Muta. So it's Muta. Why? Because by Bosa B'cholob, it's only Osea, there are Bishm. So the answer is, if it's Nifsak HaKeluach, so then it gives only Tam Kolosh. So by Shor Yisroel, it only asks Kedi Kulipe, only in the Rabbonon. So by Shor Yisroel, by Shor Yisroel, I'm sorry. So Mimele, by Shor Yisroel, so it could be also Midraise. So it could be also Midraise. So Mimele, even by Nifsak HaKeluach, it's also Oser. Masheinki, by Bosa B'cholo, where it's only Oser, there are Bishol. So it's only Oser, there are Bishol. And if it's Loi Nifsak HaKeluach, so then Yeru is Mubashal Kiniklip. Masheinkein, if it's Nifsak HaKeluach, so then it's Mavliya Kiniklip, but Bishol it isn't. Bishol it isn't. So this we discussed in Tarubes, that's the difference between Iru Shaloi Nifsek HaKeluach and Iru Shenifsek HaKeluach. So even though the Shach says in Simen Kufei that even Nifsek HaKeluach, so it's still Mavliya Kediklipe, but there is a difference. In the case of Shaloi Nifsek HaKeluach, then it's not only a matter of Bliya, there is Bishn. So mainly it has application to Bosa B'cholof too. Masheinkin Loi Nifsek HaKeluach. So then, Bishol there isn't. Even Kediklipa there is no Bishol. There is only Blie. There is only Blie Kediklipa. And even that Blie is not Itam Gomor, it's only Itam Kolosh. But by Shor Yisroel, where there is no Din of the Bishol, so even though there is no Bishol, so it's the Losa. Masha'in Kimba was the Cholov, so the Shach Shite in Kudas HaKesef, in Simen Kufei is that by Nifsek HaKeluach, by Nifsak HaKeluach, it's not also by Bosa B'cholof. Because there are Bishol also there. True, the Chachomim answered even Shaloi there are Bishol. So the Chachomim answered Shaloi there are Bishol when it's a Tam Gomo, it's a Kovush. And Muluach, where it gives a Tam Gomo. So then, the Chachomim answered mid Rabbonon, even by Bosa B'cholof. Masha'in came by Nifsak HaKeluach, so it doesn't even give a Tam Gomo. And it's not Bishol at all, so even the Rabbonon it's not Osa. This is the Chiddush of the Shach in the Likudei HaKesef Simen Kufei. Now here he says, "Gam nisboy yoshom dafilu nofel achol of nisayach al bosa tzein al beiru shalu nifsak hakeluach sage beklipe v'chein afilu nifsak hakeluach boi eklipe." So it would be mashma v'chein afilu nifsak hakeluach boi eklipe afilu bosa becholop. But the Shach in the Likudei HaKesef, from there it's mashma that only by Shor Yisroel, so Nifsek HaKeluach is Boye Klipe, but by Bosa B'cholof itself, not. Uvimokim Sha'aboso Tzorech Klipe Im Leikolfu Bishlu Kach Muta B'dev Tzorech Yim Da'atei Ses Perig Lanoshe Dibar Masr Lim Yeish Va'ago Es Oshre Va'amor Dechai Va'agude Kosvu Shom Kosvu Di'yerech Shenim War Bo Gidanoshe V'nizbashe Tzorech HaHaken Shishim Neged HaKlipe Shenes Chot Klima B'mlich V'chein Kosap Ho'odu Ho'ogu Simen Elef אלף קופיין חס, בישי מעריר, הלב שנזבא שלו בלכתחס פרידין, לצורך שישי, גם נגד הקליפה של אסכו תחילה במליך, הוא מביא בסיוסף סימן חובייז. So all these theories, so we can answer, in other words, because the Mechaber and the Ramo only passed that klipe is muta de'evet only in the klipe of tatoy gavar, because there it's tatoy gavar. So after the first moment, it will be cold. But so the blia that explains in the klipe is only the first moment. So even the first moment, it gives a tam kolosh. So in the klipe, it gives a tam kolosh. So mimele, so midrais it's tatosa, on midrabolon, so de'evet it's muta. Masheikin the klipe of moliach. There it's with the Raise, so you can never it's also. All right. But he mentions all these things. V'chein ha-bachshom, v'chein kosa ha-bach b'pshitas, simi yud sifei, ka b'shoche b'sakin shalit chovim keili b'na shmosh, b'na shchite, da filo d'evet osa ratafshil, ki din kol boso shen izbashil b'lai klipe, ad kan l'sheni, v'nir, so it's his tire, v'nir ad loy kashi, loy kosher harav, di mimokim shetzo, Right, so the Shach answers the kashas, the oldest tiras in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber and Ramo, by saying that the Mechaber and Ramo are matir klipe b'di'eved only when the klipe is not nikah. Masheinkin, when the klipe is nikah, then the Mechaber and Ramo are not matir edeved. That's the Shach's tiras. I think I discussed it in Basav Cholov and I discussed it in the Lichatu. But the Shach Shite apparently is that this Kedei Klipe, that there is no distinction between the Klipe of Tatoy Gavar and the Klipe of Moliach Harei Kreseach, the Klipe of Dova Yovish, Giloi Reitev, so it's only Asas Kedei Klipe. So he does not distinguish. All Klipes have the same status. But the Mechaber and the Ramo, they say that only where the klipe is not nikah b'kein. For example, here, a piece of basar, hot basar, fell into a kettle of cold milk. Can you pinpoint the layer of the milk that has the tam basar? Impossible. Just saying it's on the uppermost layer, that's not identifying it. It's still not nikya. What do you call the upper layer? Do you call, how will you measure it? So it's not nikya bin kene. Or in the case where the basar was not peeled off and it was misbashi. So it Ramo says, Umokim Shah Bosa Sor Klipe, in Moikofu, Bishlei, Kach Mutabrevet. So it's not nikya. So then we have a klipe that is bitarubes. So what kind of bitarubes is it? What kind? So mimele, or let's say in the case of cholo, where a hot piece of basar falls into a kettle of cold milk. So at the first split second, so what happens? So the upper layer of the milk absorbs certain minute particles, invisible minute particles of basar. And then that upper layer of milk is commingled, is distributed, is redistributed with the rest of the milk. So what kind? So mimele, so there we have a taruves. So at first, before the, and let's assume that ultimately the upper layer of the milk is completely evenly distributed with the rest of the milk. Let's say. I don't know whether it is completely evenly distributed with the rest of the milk. But that only happened much later. But the first moment, there is no even distribution. So what kind of itarubes do we have the first moment? When a piece of hot meat falls into a kettle of cold milk. The first moment, what happens? Before it manages to be evenly distributed. So even if we say yesh bilei, but it takes some time, it doesn't happen in an instant, in a split second. It takes some time for the upper layer of the milk to become redistributed with the rest of the milk. So at the outset, it's not evenly redistributed with the rest of the milk. So what kind of taruves do you have in the first moment? Taruves of yovish biyovish. When the hot piece of meat falls into a kettle of cold milk, the first moment, maybe 10 minutes later, so you can say yesh bile, so that upper layer of milk that absorbed minute particles after, let's say, 10 or 15 minutes is completely evenly redistributed with the rest of the milk, maybe. But the first moment, before it manages, before this upper layer of milk manages to become evenly redistributed with the rest of the milk, what kind of itarubes is it? You still, at the first moment, at the very outset, you can pinpoint and say, well, this milk has particles of meat in it, and the other milk not. So it's not nikya. Anyway, the Shach applies the Ramo, the Chaber and Ramo, to the case where it's not nikya, where the klipa is not nikya. So if the klipa is not nikya, so at the first moment, what kind of itarubes is it? Taruves yovish biyovish. So it should be bottle behov, even without shishim. It should be bottle behov. It should be bottle behov. So memele, the reason as to why. So now the mechaber deals with two cases. One is the milk. So the achol of mutakule. And then the other is the basar itself. Umokim shabasar tzorech klipe im lo yikolfu ubishlo kach mutabiret. So as far as the case of the cholov is concerned, so there it's yovish biyovish. So the first moment it's itaruves of yovish biyovish, and it's bottle berov, and it's bottle berov. So the upper layer, there is one layer of milk that's the klipe of the milk that has a blea of basar, and that is miurev with the rest of the milk. It's taruves of yovish biyovish, and it's in the minei, so it becomes bottle berov. It becomes bottle berov, and then as far as the other din, umokim shabasar tzorech klipe im loy kolfu ubishlei Kach is muta b'di'evet. Is kach muta b'di'evet. So they are two. So the bosor fell into the milk. So the surface of the bosor, fell. It was below a cholo. And the shach applies it to the case. So he says, "Mitayme eludum yedohoche the whole of mudah. Mitayme because batesim arosha aposkim. Lishaya beklipe. Daimi shudover anivla or batklipe nisarve. V'chaydavne nisbashel aboso beloy klipe. V'nivla albinyan de nemakire." So in other words, he applies this ramor to the case where we don't know where is the klipe. Einu chaname, if we know where the klipe is, and after the bishul, we still can point out and say, this is where the klipe became oser, so then it's oser. Then we require shishi. But the Ramor has reference to the case where it's not nikia, which klipe became oser. It's not nikia, it fell. We don't know whether it fell on this surface, it fell on that surface, on that surface, on that surface. We don't know. So mimele, one klipe is oser. So before the taruves of flar blach, so the time you put it in the gdeira, you put this gdeira's boss, this chtichas bosso, that a klipe of which became osa. So at the time you put it in the gdeira, so you already had the taruves of yomish biyomish. One klipe has a bliya of cholov, and the rest of the bosso does not have a bliya of cholov. But you don't know it's yomish biyomish. It's a mekeme, but you don't know where it is. This is how the shach applies it. So mele, it became muter on the basis of bitul berov of yovish biyovish, of bitul berov yovish biyovish. Now you say, now we learned. So now, according to the most poskim, so the reason as to why yovish biyovish, so min b'mine is bitul berov in midrabanon, and min shaloi b'mine require shishim is because by Minshaloi b'minei there is a gzeira, maybe he'll be mevashlet, and if he'll be mevashlet, so then it'll give it time if there is no shishim. So the mele, according to that pshat, so here we should require shishim, here we should require shishim, because it's even though it's min b'minei, one klipe of bosor that has a time of cholov in it is biur evyovish biyovish with the rest of the bosor. So it's min b'minei, but the only reason as to why yovish biyovish min b'minei is bottom b'rov is because by min b'minei there is no choshe, maybe it'll give it time. Masha'inkin, in a case where it will give it time, if there is no shishim, so then we should require even by yovish biyovish shishim. So you should require even by yovish biyovish shishim. So the answer is, this is the pshat in the shach. So that means that we only require, so we should only require shishim midrabonon. We should only require shishim midrabonon, in as much as there is a shita sarishim. As there is a shita sarishim, that's the shita of the ri. That where the bliye is only kideklipe, so then it's muta de'eved. That's the shita of the ri. So it's not that the Mechaber and the Ramor, they pasken completely like the Ri. The Mechaber and the Ramor pasken in a case where it's Nisarik, where the klipe is not Nikah. So then Midrash says there is bitlav on that klipe, because of it arrives of Yovish B'Yovish. But Midrabanon will require Shishim in such a case. It's like Minshaloi B'Minei, even the Yovish B'Yovish is here like Minshaloi B'Minei. Because the klipe that became Moseh because of Itam Cholov. So it's like etarubes min shaloi b'minei, and min etarubes of min shaloi b'minei yovish b'yovish requires midrabono shishim, but that shishim is only midrabono midraise. Yovish b'yovish certainly becomes bottle derov. So memele, since according to the ri, so klipe is not even mosa b'devet. So it's not the mechaber and ramo. It's not the mechaber and ramo. They pass completely like the ri. No. In a case where the klipe was not nisarif, where the klipe was ikar, so then there was no taruves of yovish biyovish at the very outset. So then we don't pass like that. But in case where the klipa was nisarev, it's not nikah. So then taruves, even though there is no shishim, so there is no taruves midrabonon. There is no bitul midrabonon on the taruves of Yavish B'Yavish. But midraise, there is bitul birov of Yavish B'Yavish. But only in regard to the drabonon, that midrabonon, Yavish B'Yavish, where it can give a tam when it's nisbashel, so then it requires shishim. So insofar as that Isad Rabbonon is concerned, that Yovish B'Yovish by Min Shaloi B'Minei does not become bottle drove but requires shishim, so in regard to that Rabbonon, so we rely on the Shita of David. This is what the Shach says. So he says, V'nired likomar Arab, דיבימוקים שצורח קליפה ובישלו בליקליפה דמותה בדייבד אלא דום יהוכן לכל עומתה מטעים לקוס ועטייסס וראש אשר הפוסקים ונשאר בקליפה דעים של דובר הניפלם והקליפה ניסר בו וחיידבנה נספה של הבוסו בליקליפה ומיבו על בניין להימכירה דלו ישייך בקליפה מותה בדייבד ואשתניחה הודי קוס אבסתם מותה בדייבד דמכירה הבו לפורש דקליפה מבוי דקריס ופליס יהיה דקה שבוד דיבן הזה פניק ודה איס מקה דקליפה או איס נאט מקה דקליפה the answer is if he's not מקה דקליפה so then we at the very outset we have a bit of growth of Yavish B'Yavish so true in such a case we should require shishim even Yavish B'Yavish because that's the reason as to why there is a difference between Yovish B'Yovish Min B'Minei, so it's probably even Rabbonon B'Rov, and Yovish B'Yovish Min Shalom B'Minei, so Min Rabbonon it requires Shishim, because if it will be Mevashlet, if there is no Shishim, so that Yovish B'Yovish will become it Aruve, so Flar B'Lach. But that's only Min Rabbonon. So since Midraise Bitul B'Rov of Yovish B'Yovish was Chal, so only Min Rabbonon Bitul of Yovish B'Yovish was not Chal. So in regard to that Rabbonon, so we will, and there is a shita of the Ri, that the Klipa is not even Mosa the Eved. So vis-a-vis that Rabbonon, that Yovish B'Yovish, Min B'Mine, Min Shaloi B'Mine, requires Shishim, so in respect to that Rabbonon, we rely on the shita of the Ri. This is what he says. וחי גבני נסבש לו הפוסם לקליפ מיומים, מכיר את מישהי בקליפ מיומים לעבד, ואש למיכה עוד לקוסף סתם מותם לעבד. די מכיר את אבו לפורש לקליפ מיומי בויה, כמו שקוספתי בסימן עין ואיס, אבו כזה נסבש לו ודאי מכיר את, בעניין מישהי בקליפ צורך סמך, וכי מאש מקצז ביסה והתר, כל חופטס למדה לקשם, ואש למיכה עוד לקוסף הרב, והגויה דקלי שנסה במיכה דקליפ צורך אחכים סמך. ולפיזה אם להוקר במוקי ממכירי וישייך קליפה ואוי דובלבו חמרי ומאשל פרק על בוסו פוסקו קריבו ואפילו בכל אופ צורך סמך נגד הקליפה גם תרס חטוס מחמיר אפילו בכל אופ במוקי עם שאין הפסד כל כך אין שם as a matter of fact it was discussed that in the end of Tarubes when something gave a tam in a mine in that mine it was Ignisari Yovish B'Yovish where they require Shishi. So that was discussed in connection with in Simen Samachtes in the Sif Kotn in the Shach Nun Zayin. So he says, Boso shesho shleishu yomim b'lo miliche, v'nisar bo yisachticho b'chticha zachires, p'tei leberov, umuta lebash al kulo, v'af lo yisho ruya li ischabit. So, tzorach yun, do kaimu lo mitam en simen kuftes, dimim bishein emine yitzorach shishim, mitam dim yivash lo mitam tam, im kein hocha amaisage berov, האדם ייתן טעם כשיבש לו. So it's ממש like this case. מי הוא המערי והמחבר לקשי מידה? דאב שנסביר לכם את הבושה ששורגים גם ללכי, איך נרסה גיינים? יש להם להגיין ולגז וכולי. וחי גבנה, כוסף שיבס רבה נושא סון, סימן כופיים תזה, בושה ששורגים ללכי, בלו מליכי. ונסבש לו מחש של חומס הגיינים, נראה שיש לצמחה הרייבה. דסביר לה אפילו בושה נבש מליכם, צור שיני כל חתיכם, שמי נופן נראה שאין לו כלי המייס, עד כאן דיבורי. אבל הרב קושה, בקוסף, וכי משהו לבות עולם ברוב, וחוסק את הרס חטוס, והדיר בבוס שבש מוליך המדינה עושה. מי הוא האיסה והד? האיסה והד תוליקה שמידה. דו זו לטיימן. דסביר לידו די יוביש מיוביש שלו במיני צורך סמך. אין הטעם שלי יתנתם כשיבש להם.
אלא משום שנקרא דובר שיש לי את הקונקציה הזו להכירו איזה ולהסיר למשום וכמי שחשבתי בשמוי בשמצא בכחס אם תינוכי אי אפשר להכיר שערי בלוע אב לרב וסבירו הטעם דליל ואיקר כמי שכסרי כמי שחשבתי שום קשה ודיחת וחליק ואוכל שענה ואיזה בלוע So at that time I said, what's the pshat in the Dechak Teretz? When the Shach says, V'dechak l'chalik doch ha-shana do isa b'lua. So he says, according to isa v'heter, that the reason is why Yovish v'yovish lo'i b'mini is so l'chsamech. It's not because in case, if and when he's mevashalet, it'll give a time. But because by Yovish v'yovish, min b'mini, So by Yovish b'yovish shaloi b'mine yisor ichsamech, because it's possible to be makarit if it's mishaloi b'mine. So, but here it's not possible to be makarit. So mimele in this case it doesn't require shishi. So in other words, according to the lomdes of the shach, according to the yisor heter svore, here too, if you have Yovish b'yovish, tarubes of Yovish b'yovish of the uppermost layer of milk is mixed up with the rest of the milk. So if you'll be mevashlet, it'll give it time. But according to the lomdes of the isav heter, here it's yefshel mimakia, because the uppermost layer of the milk that was below a minute particles of basal looks the same as the lower layers of milk. But he says according to the Ramo paskins that the reason is why Yovish b'yovish shalim shalom b'mine require shishim is because if and when you'll be mevashelet without shishim it'll be mevashel. So when chtichas bos always belay adam, so then and that will be nisbashel with other chtiches, it'll still give it up. So then he says v'deichak lechalik d'oche shane d'oisa belua. So what is the deichak teretz? In other words, that even if we say that the reason is why the chachomim made a distinction between Yovish b'yovish min b'minei and Yovish b'yovish min shaloi b'minei is because by Yovish b'yovish min shaloi b'minei, if and when it is nisbashe in one day reso to give it time, mashein came Yovish b'yovish min b'minei, so even if it's nisbashe to not give it time, and in this case where chtichas boso absorbed down, so then if you are mevashel in one day reso, so then it will give it time. But that is only in the background of the takonis chachomim. But the Kolis Chachomim was that min b'mine Yovish b'yovish is bottom of. So mele we are not expected to inquire the reason as to why min shaloi b'mine is distinguished from min b'mine. So true from the point of view of the rationale of the Takone, so when Ichtichas Boso that was Belay Adam was Nisarit Yovish b'yovish with other Ichtichas Boso. So from the point of view of the rationale of the takone, it should be treated like min shaloi b'mine. But the takone's chachomim was taruves yovish b'yovish min b'mine is botbro. Now here, when ichtichas boso was that absorbed its own dam, ichtichas boso absorbed its own dam, and that was nisbashel. And Echtichas Boso that was Nisbashel without Meliche, and that Echtichas Boso that it was Nisbashel without Meliche, that means Echtichas Boso that absorbed its own dam, and that was Nisarif Yovish B'Yovish with 10 other Chatiches, 50 other Chatiches. So what is it? Min B'Minei or Min Shaloi B'Minei? It's Min B'Minei. One Echtichas Boso was Nisarif with other Echtichas Boso. But from the point of view of the rationale of the Takonis Chachonim, so it should be treated like min shaloi b'mine. But the deichak teretz, and at that time I think I said that this is not such a deichak at all, because that was at hakolis chachomim that yovish b'yovish min b'mine is botbro. You don't have to consider it from the point of view of the rationale of the takone. That was done by the chachomim, but that's not our business. We have to determine, is it a tarubes of Yovish b'yovish min b'mine, or is it a tarubes of Yovish b'yovish of min shaloi b'mine? Of min shaloi b'mine. So in other words, so according to the deichak teret that the Shach mentions, which he considers as a deichak, which is not necessarily unreasonable, so here too it is considered min b'mine.
Not mishaloyimenei, because what happened here? Here it happened that a hot piece of meat fell into a kettle of cold milk. So the first moment before this layer, upper layer of milk had an opportunity to become ultimately evenly redistributed with the rest of the milk, what kind of a tahuvas did we have? Yovish v'yovish. So the upper layer was emit bin kemei, and the rest of the milk was emit bin kemei. So, and what kind of a tahuvas of yovish v'yovish was it? Min b'mine or min shaloi b'mine? That's like echtichas bososh and ispash lo b'loi b'liche, and then it was nisari if yovish v'yovish v'dad echatiches. So this is what the Shach discusses in Miliche. This is what the Shach discusses in Miliche, in Sif Nun Zayin. So, according to this, the Shach says, it certainly should be treated like Min B'Minei and should be Mata B'Rom. According to the Ramos Pshat, so also, Al Tchak, it should be considered like Min B'Minei. But he says another loshin. The Shach says there the epsha the ochel yosel lashminon tloye nesam shim chatiche rotzalei ma'avirov ulav davke letzorch shishim. So the Shach there in Siman Samachtes Sif Nun Zayin is two lishenis actually. One loshin is the first loshin which he calls deichak considers a chtichas bosor shen is bashlo beloy miliche, and then it was nisarev yovish biyovish vlad chatiches. So the first loshin in the Shach that he calls a deichak loshin, so he treated according to that first loshin in the Shach, it is to be treated like min b'minei and should be bottled off. According to the second loshin, he says that there too we require shishi. Not the pshat in the Ramo is that we require shishi, not rov. So why? Because from the point of view of the rationale of that akone, that min shaloi b'minei yovish b'yovish require shishim. So it is to be treated like min shaloi b'minei. So here is the same thing. When a hot piece of meat falls into a kettle of cold milk before it manages to become evenly redistributed with the rest of the milk, so what kind of tahuvas do you have? Yovish v'yovish. You can't pinpoint the milk that has the tamboso and distinguish them from the other milk. So, but there is such a layer of milk. But we don't know where it is. It's somewhere on the top. But even on top we can pinpoint it. So Mimele is tahuvas of yovish v'yovish. It's tahuvas of yovish biyovish. So, according to the first loshin in Shach, in Siman Samachtes, so Siv Nun Zayin, it is to be bottled off. According to the second loshin, it should require shishi. So, Mamele, according to the first loshin in the Shach, in Siman Samachtes, Siv Nun Zayin, so the pshat in the Shach is that the Mechaber and the Ramo, they don't rely on the Rishite altogether. They pass him completely like the Rivo. But they only say that it's Muta Deevet in case where it's not Nikra Klipe. So in the case where it's not Nikra Klipe, so then we have the very outset, the Tavuvis of Yovish B'Yovish. And it's Mimbimine according to the first Loshin in the Shach. In Siman Samachtes, Sif Nun Zayin. So Mimele is bottled. So by the time it is, when the Chtichas Bosor is Nisbashel, and that klipe gives a tam in the whole thing, so it's already heter. It's already heter. But, according to the second Loshen in the Shach, so this should be treated like Minshaloi B'Mine, and then it should require Shishim. So there was no beetle. So the klipe hameseres did not become nepach leheter. So why does he say that still it is mutam levet? So then we have to explain the Shach on the basis that inasmuch as mitaraisa, even according to the second loshin in the Shach in Siman Samach Tes Sif Nun Zayin, so mitaraisa that it is treated like min shaloi b'minei, but mitaraisa min shaloi b'minei is bottle b'rov yomish b'yomish. So only mit Rabbonon Bittul was not Chal. So since mit Reise Bittul was Chal on the Tavulus of Yaviyovish, but only mit Rabbonon not, so in regard to that, the Rabbonon, we rely on the Shittudri. But according to the first Lashon Shach, we can say that the Mechaber and the Ramo don't rely on the Shittudri altogether. But we have to resort to one more thing. There is one Kule that the Mechaber and the Ramo resort to. Even according to the first Lashon in the Shach, in Simen Samech Tes, Sifn Zayin. Now, we saw that there is a Machleket between the Rashbo and the Rosh. If you have Taruvis of Yovi B'Yovish, one chticha of Nevela was Nisari with two chtichas of Shkut. So the sheet of the Rosh is that you can eat all the three chtichas together. Vasachas. Why? Because Issa is never let. And the sheet of the Rashbo is you cannot eat with Vasachas. The sheet of Teisves, one Rosh in Teisves is that even Vazeh HaZeh, one person cannot eat with Vasachas. Now the Mechaber doesn't mention the sheet of the Rosh altogether. In Simin Kuftes, so the Mechaber doesn't mention the Shita of the Rosh altogether. But he mentions the Shita of the Rashbo. One Rosh is like Rashbo, that Bozeh HaZeh, one and the same person can eat them Bozeh HaZeh, but, and another Rosh, like the Rosh of Tesis in Chum, that the same person couldn't even eat it Bozeh HaZeh. But, as the Taz points out, the Rashbo is made that Midaraise. So one person can eat with Vasachas all the Frichtichas. And as we explained it, that the Rashba Shita is also like the Rosh. That by Yovish B'Yovish there is a loche of Isa Mepach Leheter just as Balar Belach. And that's the reason as to why Midaraise, one person can be Vasachas, eat all the Frichtichas together. But Midarabona not. So it was mentioned in Tarubes, that the pshat is in the Taz, that not that midrabbonon there is no isa nepach leheter, but if midrabbonon there is a din of isa nepach leheter, and if midrabbonon it's not necessary that the biru of kol the polish merube polish should take effect first, and then the aloche of isa nepach leheter should take effect. No, that's only true according to the Tisus reading of Basel. But the Rashba Shita is that there is a loche of Isa Nepach Leheter by Yovish B'Yovish Midraise and Midrabon. If the Rashba Shita had been that Midrabonon there is no a loche of Isa Nepach Leheter without the bill of Kol the Polish Mirube Polish taking effect first, so then he should say not only it's also for one person to eat all the three chtiches together, even to eat two chtiches together it's also. That this is what says in Chaname, one person is allowed to eat only one chtiche, not two chtiches, because when he eats one chtiche, so then there is the bill of Kol the Polish. But so even if Klapishmaya is Galia, that it's not so, that he happens to eat the Isa, so the Isa is also Nepakleta. But to eat Tichtiches, so then he cannot apply the bill. But the Rashba Shita is that even the Rabbanon one is allowed to eat Tichtiches together. Only Tichtiches together not. So what's the Pshat Tichtiches together not? Because when he eats all the Tichtiches together, so he knows, without a shadow of a doubt, that he is eating the Yechtichas Isa too. So Midrabbonon it's considered like Nikar or Isa, even though he doesn't know which is Isa, whether this one. But he knows one of the three that I'm eating right now is Isa. So Midrabbonon it's considered like Nikar or Isa. But if Midrabbonon the Rashba is made it, that there is a aloche of Isa Nepach Leheter. So in other words, so the Mechaber passes like the Rashba. He doesn't pass like the Rosh. The Ramo, so b'mokim she'in efset merube, he paskens not like the Rosh, and b'mokim efset merube, the Ramo in Simen Kuftes, paskens like the Rosh. Now, if we explain this Mechaber and Ramo, where they say that the evidence is muter, on the basis, not on the basis of Ishite, that every kliklipe is only an Isal Hatchile, but, as the Shach says, that the Mechaber and Ramo limit themselves to the case where the klipe is nisarik. So Bittul was chal. Bittul Yovish B'Yovish was chal. So according to the first Lashon in the Shach, in Simen Samech Tes, Sifnun Zayin, so there is a Bittul of Berov, because it's Mibiminik. So the question was Bittul of Yovish, Bittul Berov of Yovish B'Yovish chal? According to the first Lashon in the Shach in Simen Samech Tes, Sifna Zayin, it's not so poshet. According to the Rosh, yes. According to the Rosh, it is chal, but not according to the Rashbo. Not according to the Rashbo, because according to the Rashbo, so when is there bittul? There is no bittul if you want to eat all the three chichas together. Now here, when this piece of basar that fell into the cold milk, and it had to be peeled off, the klipa had to be peeled off, but he forgot to peel it off. And then it was nisbashel. It was nisbashel. So that klipa gave me time in the whole chichas basar. There is no shishin. Negative klipa. So memele, that's like eating all the three chichas together. So according to the Rashbo, there is no bittul. According to the Rashbo. According to the Rosh, there is bittul. According to the Rosh. So how can we explain the Shach? So as far as the Ramo is concerned, so it's all right. We have no difficulties as far as the Ramo is concerned. Because the Ramo over there, Paskins, Bimokim, Epsed, and Rube, we rely completely on the Rosh. So Allah has come over here, when according to everyone, everybody agrees on a deraisa level with the Shita of the Rosh. Even the Rashbo agrees with the Shita of the Rosh on a deraisa level. And it's only a question of the Rabbonon. And it's only a question of the Rabbonon. So Mimele, the Ramo passes that it's Muter. Even though, in the usual case, so Shaloi Bimokim Efsed Merube, he doesn't rely on the Rosh, but here he relies on the Rosh. Here relies on the Rosh. And in addition, we have the Shita of the Ri, that Klipe doesn't even become Osa Devet. But, how about the Mechaber? The Mechaber is not even Matir, doesn't even rely on the Shita of the Rosh, even Bimokim Efsed Merube. So he mentions to the Shemes, the Shita of the Rashbo, that one person is not allowed to eat all the frichtichas b'basachas, but b'zeachazeh is allowed, and the Shita of Teis says that one person is not allowed even to eat b'zeachazeh all the frichtichas. So we still can explain, because we saw when we learned Arubes, the Teisves Shite, there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Rambam, in the sugya in Pcheres Dafrov Gimel. I mean, we went over that sugya. If the Vela, now Nevela is mitami b'masa. So suppose one chticha of Nevela was nisari with two chtichas of shchuta, and then he carried a person carried all in the box all the three chtichas together. So the halacha is that it's mitami b'masa. But there is a machlekes between Teisves and Pcheres Daf Chof Gimel and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's mitami b'masa midraise. According to Teisves, it's mitami b'masa only mirabono. But midraise, it's not mitami. Midraise, it's not mitame. So why isn't it mitame midraise? Because so we explained it that midraise we say hetar lepach lise are even vis-a-vis the three chtichas together. Some of it couldn't be mitame because it's nisa lepach leheta. It's nisa lepach leheta. So there is non nevele. The heretofore nevele is also non nevele. So only midrabonon. Only with the Rabbonon it's mitame. Why is it mitame with the Rabbonon? Because he carries all the three chtiches, the nevela and the shchuta together. So with the Rabbonon it's considered like nikar oisa. So mimele it's mitame. So that means that according to Teisves, so midraise it's not even mitame, and midraise it's muta to eat all the three chtiches together. So even according to Teisves that it is osa to eat all the three chtiches together. So it's only midrabono. So since midraise there is a bittul and all the tzrichtichas together. Here we have all the tzrichtichas together. Here it's analogous to all the tzrichtichas together because it's nisbashel. So certainly that klipe gave a tam in the tzrichas bosa. But according to the Roshite, that it's isanepach leheter, so mainly it doesn't matter that it gave a tam. So it's like treifa style. I mean, it's like something that is kosher that gives the same time as chaza. So it isn't osa. So it's a nepach leheta. It's a nepach leheta. But only the mechaber paskins like Teisves that midrabonon. So since it's only midrabonon that bittul is not chal ligabi all the frichtichas together. So here in this case, where the shita of the ri is that the eved there is no iser of klipe, so mimele the mechaber and Ramo they both pass like the ri. But it's not that they pass like the ri. They passed like the Ri, according to the Shach, in the case where the klipe is not nika, where the tahuves of yovish biyovish took effect. All right. Und wusste, wie hätte ich mal an, die nicht hoffen, wo die nicht kostet, bis in Mordechai, kriege ich mal was aus, man, da habe ich gedacht, die nicht kostet, die Cholle. Aber im Lofa hätte er zehn, die zehn, ist er, so ich kriege, hätte er zehn, falls into the liquid that is easier, so then it's all clipe. Why should it require clipe from its cold? So clipe, why should it be clear? Umivia rabbitas hatas, rich valve of date. So in other words, a liquid can absorb even when it's cold. But on the basis of cold, so it requires 24 hours. I mean, it's a very strange thing. It's all here. כי הוא נמצא מזה דובה במורד חי וסמא. ועד הרד, מסתים על דברים של מה שמי יקרה. So, ואיסר הית המנש לבני מורד חי וסמא, כן, הם דמות חי וסמא כבר נצייק. וכי מה שמלכים לו בשעס פרק יתתם, די מחיר. וכי כך שערותו לה, שמחוף ומעביר ואיסר הית השרת. בגלל זה בכל עוד. Behavior, the Chimash was a costume, so we don't have to be a Chish for the Chibin. It's a very strange Chite that the Yisrael Heta mentions, but in the point of that Chite, so in liquid, when the Nisa is Kobush in the liquid, even for a moment, so then it can absorb, but that's contrary to many demands. Alright. Now this Shach. So I mentioned that the Shach understood the Mechaber saying, "Moliach shem yochin liyochin machmas miyochin." The Heineke moliach shem yochin migdeo. Yishoe kede milshoe kede milicha migdeo. So the Shach understood when the Mechaber says yishoe, the Mechaber meant to emphasize only in the case of Shor Kidim Lichay, only if it's after the expiration of 80 minutes. So then it's considered Riseyach. But prior to the expiration of 80 minutes, it's not considered Riseyach. Who should use it? Ligavidam. The Ribatlone, the Ran, in the name of Ribatlone. But in Sinus Amachteh, so the Mechaber passed not like the Ribatlone. He passed like the Rosh, that the moment it is shiyash, it is shok, it is yalo, kabeish, yad cheno, it's already Riseach, and the Ramo Paskin sitting before them, but even the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Ribatzvon. So how is it that here it passes like the Ribatzvon? So the Shach says, no, inside the Ribatzvon applies it in Gavidam. The Mechaber doesn't pass like the Ribatzvon in the Gavidam. So the Gavidam, the Mechaber Shite is that just the reverse, that after the expiration of the Shiur Mil, so it's not the Seach anymore, because Posakiach HaMelech, Masheinki, Gabi, other things, not Dam, Moliach, vis-a-vis other things, not Dam, not vis-a-vis Boso, that is being salted for the purpose of throwing out the Dam. So then, he passes the sheet of the Ribatzvon that Kedem, prior to the expiration of the Shiur Mil, it's not the Seach, and only after the expiration it is the Seach. This is how the Shach is. The Haina and the Chaba Seva Keran, that's the Ran, the name of Ribatzvon, Sheim and Besios and Mitzak Aloch. The Haina Kishisho Shiur Mruchel Yidei Rehava Seach. Umikamo Cheloi, ויהוד מבוי הבדרוף, סימן סמכתה, סיפו, דאפילו מכמה אוכל אבו בדייך, ובצס מש משום, ולאח הששו, שיר מליחה, ולאבו בסייך, why did he say יבצס מש משום? Doesn't מחבא spell it out explicitly? מחבא didn't make any secrets about it. Oh. בוסו, שמילח, So he passed it like the Chuvel Rashi. That mentions the Shite of Teisves there in Chum, but it only says V'yeish Loches Loi. So why does he say here Utsas Mash Mashon V'le'acha Shesho Shio M'liche Loi Haba Yisayach But it is not sasmashmashon. In other words, it is mentioned explicitly. So that's strange. I mean, that expression is shachim. All right. The tzorich leimah. The shana also. The ayre bisadam. V'yukach adam ve'amelech reis v'nei mishas amelech. So this is that the Mechaber passes like the Ribat Mone vis-a-vis other Moliachs, not Moliach for the purpose of going out of the Dam. Masha'im came vis-a-vis Moliach for the purpose of going out of the Dam, there he doesn't pass like the Ribat Mone. Avoloi ki shesho shir Moliach, shehos posa ki ha-melech, mach ha-shipolat for the Dam. אבל הוכם מהירה ביסה בוסו ובבינו לכל כמה נאומים מחכהים ילין הבוסו מסייח. And the bosom itself was already sometimes before salted and all the blood was run out. Now he's salting it again, the bosom, for the purpose of preserving it and the gvina too. So, לכל כמה הוכם מהירה ביסה בוסו ובבינו לכל כמה נאומים מחכהים ילין הבוסו מסייח. אבל כששור שיר מניחה, נחשב לשייך, שאני פוסק יחם מלך שלו פורט גור, ובעד העירה שפונים לך בוסה, והוא דח כדי לביפור, ויעד אלו נחשייניס, ולא יקילו יד בבנס המשמדה, והרב, והגוי, שדס גם אחד לך, והרב בהגוי, מה שבדים בוסה עוד בינו, והיא סדר, והיא סדר. So in other words, and the Makadramo, so he equates the Moliach, in any chatich, not boso, with the moliach of the chatich as boso for the purpose of drawing down the land. So then according to the shach's understanding, so the mechaber, the rambo, is chilik at mechaber in two things. First of all, in respect to prior to the exploration of the shiur. So according to the mechaber, so it's not Pesach. According to the Rambo, it is Pesach. There is a disagreement between Mechaber and Rambo in respect to subsequent of the exploration of the Shion. So according to the Mechaber, it is Pesach. According to the Rambo, it's not Pesach. So this is what the Rosh Hashulchan asked. So then, if that is the Pshat, so the Rambo should say, Mieshem, the Adara, Kedem Shishon, Mielcheli, Loyam Pesach, Ulacha Shishon, said kidim shishor b'milchei habarisiyach ula'acha shishor b'milchei lo yabarisiyach. He doesn't emphasize anything, he doesn't say a word about kidim shishor b'milchei. He just says v'yeshim ula'acha shishor b'milchei shir b'milchei b'milchei. So because of that, the Hashulchan says that there are more in the school of Mechaber when the Mechaber said v'yishor kidim b'milchei b'milchei, that the Mechaber meant afal ki shishor kidim b'milchei b'milchei. In other words, lo'ay mi boy. Kedem Shishok, Yibichon Deireh,